All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Mike Power, the CEO of Silver Range Resources. And Mike, it looks like you've made it back home again.
Back here in Nevada, things are going well. We've got our boots back on the ground and looking forward to a busy fall.
Yeah, it sounds like you're going to be very busy. I thought it'd be a great opportunity to get updated on a couple of the key projects that we have talked about in the past, but obviously there's been some developments in them. So let's begin with Belhelen, because we talked quite extensively about that one a few months ago. So Mike, tell us where you're at.
Okay. Well, we had an open-ended soil anomaly on our BH or Belhelen grid in the south east part of the property. So we extended that and closed off the anomaly. And what we found is that we have two anomalies that merge. One's about 1,300 meters long, the other's about 650. And they merge in a large 300 by 300 meter area with some very high golden soil responses. And so that was the big outfall of our work this fall, or this spring rather. Then we went in and we trenched in the middle, in a portion of that big area. And one of our trenches in regolith returned 20 meters at 0.17 grams. So that's a good start. It's quite a large area. We're going to now have to focus in and see if we can find out if there's some high-grade fire amidst all that smoke.
So how will you do that? What's sort of the plan?
Well, for the moment, we'll be digging, and then hopefully if we can find some good drill targets, we'll eventually drill. We're also looking at running an IP survey there in the fall.
Okay, sounds good. That's the IP surveys are very popular with people, obviously, because they give you that sort of that more evidence to move forward, so to speak. Now, let's move our attention to Cambridge, because this is another really interesting one as well.
Yeah, the Cambridge results weren't as spectacular as during our first pass. But we did a lot of work. We dug another 19 trenches there. The results weren't as spectacular as during our first phase. I think the best results we got were 3.7 meters at 0.8 grams. 11 of the 19 trenches returned anomalous gold better than 0.1 grams, but we didn't get any hits better than a gram. So it wasn't what we were hoping for. It did prove to us there's a large gold-bearing system there, but we're going to have to refine our techniques a little bit to see if we can hone in on a target. So that was the principal outfall of Cambridge.
So Mike, maybe you could talk about what's ahead. You obviously mentioned the work that's going to go on at Belhelen, but you obviously have other projects as well. So what can people look forward to this fall from Silver Range?
Okay. Well, we got to figure out Cambridge, because we know there's really high-grade gold there. And part of the problem we found there was some of our trenches got pretty deep. If you're hand trenching and you're down 1.5 to 2 meters, you know, trench this wide, it's a little spooky place to work. So we found that some of our trenches failed to hit bedrock. So we're going to have to look at permitting an excavator program there to really see if we can find out what's going on. We're also fascinated that the underground workings, we found some openings that would allow us ingress into the Cambridge mine. And we'd like to go and have a look underground there. We think there was some serious production there over a course of 100 years and fits and starts. We'd like to map those underground workings and sample them. So we're looking into that at Cambridge. We're waiting results from our Steptoe project. This is near Ely. It's in the Eastern Carbonate Trend, where the Long Canyon mine is located, one of Newmont's jewels, and some other very interesting Carlin-esque targets. And we've got one just to the north of us. Centerra is working at Cherry Creek, and we're waiting results from Steptoe. We did some work there in early June, but assay turnaround is about 9 weeks for us, so we're hoping for those results any day now. We're planning on at the Belhelen IP survey, some airborne work at our Sand Springs project. And we're also planning property work at several of our other projects and some reconnaissance work in Nevada, Utah, and Arizona. We're spreading our wings a little and looking a little further afield for some high-grade gold projects.
All right. Sounds like it's going to be a busy time for you. Mike, thanks so much for updating us, and we look forward to our next conversation.
Hopefully soon, and hopefully good news. Thanks, Steve.
All right. We look forward to that. Mike Power, the CEO of Silver Range Resources.